Welcome to Solo Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your solo cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome to the Solo Cleaning School. I am ready to dive back in to my personal cleaning business. And just like I shared recently when I brought a new client on and Doug Floro, I am pleased to announce that customer number four, new house number four, has just said yes. And this one is the first of the Erica referrals. So let me just back up and share the story from beginning to middle, not to end, because I'm not sure where this goes yet. So the story started with my wife, Teresa, joining the local Harleysville Moms group on Facebook and just being a regular person, not a cleaner looking to get jobs, but being a mom needing resources and help and helping other moms, being a go-giver. And she had done that. And she saw a post from Erica, I need a cleaner. I got a lot going on and I'm an attorney. I'm also running a photography business. And you know what Teresa did? She reached out to her privately. Hey, just let you know, I saw your post. You know, my husband and I, we run a cleaning company, and whatever she said to her. And she said, if you'd like, I can connect you guys. And Erica's like, I would love that. Because Teresa had already built up a little bit of rapport and credibility with being a mom. Erica knew who she was. She's seen her post. And so there's some trust factor there. And Erica just called me. I was actually out playing wiffle ball with my kids. I get a call from Erica and I took a 15-minute break, went through my entire history. You know, I was born. No, I'm just kidding. No, I told her what I do as a solo cleaner and my model and the prices and timing and what my goals are and what I did in New York versus here, and asked her questions and what she's looking for. We just talked. And she said, this sounds great. The prices sounds reasonable. I'd like to have you over for an estimate. Boom, came over. A few weeks later, she had me hired and I was cleaning her house. Awesome. Well, after about four visits, maybe five visits, she was really pleased with the cleaning. She really is happy getting home from work and the house was cleaned. Her parents were living with them for a short time and they invited me to come clean for them in Delaware. They were happy. And that's a podcast episode as well. And Erica, she was amazing. She decided to, on that same Facebook moms group, hey, I was looking for a house cleaner 2 months ago and found one through this group and just want to let you know it's going really well. Ken Carfagno, Carfagno Cleaning, here's his Facebook page, doing great job for my family, and I'm glad I found him on here. Just something very simple. I couldn't see it. I'm not allowed in that group. I'm a guy. So my wife saw it and she told me, and she was commenting and thanking Erica, and there was people connecting with Teresa, and she was like the middle woman. And that led to seven leads within about a week. And some of the leads were direct. They might call me directly, or they might message me or email me. Two of them liked my Facebook page. And so I thanked them for liking it, friended them, and sent them a message. It led to two phone calls, I believe. And then those two phone calls turned into estimates. The first one was with Kim. And Kim took about a week after receiving my proposal, and she said yes. So she became the first one of the Erica referrals that is signing on with our service. I'm very grateful that she has selected our company. And what it was for her, and this is a really good note, something that's important for me to include on this podcast. You don't realize how important of a trust builder it is to carry insurance. Do you know that there's a lot of house cleaners out there that are not insured? And this is not something that you want to mess with. There are so many scenarios where not having insurance can burn you and the homeowner. And that's not a good thing. But when you have proper insurance, just like for your car, you can protect you and the other driver, or in this case, you and the homeowner. And it doesn't cost that much to be properly insured. $2 million of liability insurance sounds like a lot and it sounds expensive, but it really isn't. For $400 to $800 per year, you can get that coverage. And then I also recommend that you get fully legit and become tax compliant. Sole proprietor or corporation is even better. But you just got to get yourself legit. And so in the case of Kim, they had a neighborhood cleaner that did a good job, but they weren't insured. And they weren't going to get insured either. And I explained to Kim the benefits of having an insured cleaner, and she was a little weary because the one that they had had a few gaffes, and it cost them some money. They had to replace something. It wasn't a big thing, but it was enough to get them thinking, what if something bigger happened? What if something broke that was more expensive? What if there was a medical situation? Would that be covered? It just got them to question. And so they saw the post from Erica. Well, here's a guy looks like he's trustworthy. Let me just check in with him. And I explained the difference between an insured and uninsured cleaner. And she said, that sounds great. And she understood why it costs more per cleaning. And she said, let's have you come over. I came over, did the estimate, sent her the prices. And she let go of Rogue Cleaner and hired me. Now, I'm not trying to get people fired. I really am not. I'm an educator. And I just call it like I see it. And when people ask me the questions, I help them. I answer it. And so I'm thankful she hired me. And I feel bad for the other company. But here's something I did do before they let them go. Before Kim did ultimately say yes, she said, your prices did come in a lot higher than we're paying now. My husband wasn't sure about that. And I just reassured her and I said, I totally understand. And it really comes down to preference. You know, the cleaner you have now is not insured. I am. Here's what I recommend. Why don't you have your current cleaner go get insurance so that you know that you're protected and she's protected. So if I'm you, Kim, I would not let your current cleaner back in your house until they show you proof of $2 million of general liability insurance. And she liked that answer. And she said, okay. And so she got back to me 2 days later and she says, yeah, I said that to them. And she said, oh yeah, yeah, I'm working on getting that in place. And that's like the old, I'll get to that. It's the same answer. There's so many people that are uninsured and they're always saying, oh yeah, I'm working on that. I'm working on that. They can be working on that for 9 years. They're still working on that. And I don't know what it is. It's just a mindset. They're afraid, whatever it is. But I knew and I told her, I said, Kim, she'll be working on it for another year. So I wouldn't let her in until she shows it to you. And that's all it took. And she just said, yeah, we're going with you. I don't care if it costs more. We want that peace of mind. And that's all it is. And so if number four isn't a new customer, we're so grateful. So Erica, if you're listening, thank you for posting that about us. We got a new client. And Erica gets a $50 bonus toward her next cleaning. So that works out great for all. What was that? Did someone just say, why are you giving Erica $50 for the referral? I'm glad you asked. Because this is why I call this episode, Know Your Numbers. I have used companies like Home Advisor, which used to be Service Magic, and they were phenomenal. I paid $20 to $30 per lead, and I was able to turn on and off my leads and get new clients at will. Now, Home Advisor took over Service Magic, and the market got saturated, and they started becoming more aggressive, and I eventually left Home Advisor. But let me just share with you, when I was with Home Advisor, and this is with anything with marketing, is that you're going to pay either per lead, per click, per ad. You're paying for something that would lead to a customer, but you're not paying for the customer directly. And so if you look at the numbers, you say, Ken, why would you want to give $50 for a referral? I'm going to prove to you right now why that's a great marketing investment. Now watch this. Let's say in the case of Home Advisor, a lead is $30. Now you've got to be really good at building trust over the phone, which I've already told you before, 70% of sales is done prior to the phone call. So if you're taking leads this way, you're doing phone calls right off the bat, so it's harder to close the sales. And so if you're able to close 2 out of 10, I would say that's really good. So watch this. If you use the numbers, the average house is worth $3,000 per year. If you take 10 leads and you pay $30 for each of those leads, that would be $300 for those 10 leads. You close 2 of them, so you get $6,000 in revenue for the year for a $300 investment. That would be $150 per new client. So in that sales process, $30 per lead, it costs $150 per new client, or that works out to a 5% marketing budget. Now that may sound good. Let me just take this further. What if you did it the way I'm doing it? And I don't pay for the lead. I don't pay for the click. I'm paying for the client. So Erica is promoting me and she's my sales force. And then I've got my website and other content out there that are teaching and giving people places to research my company. So by the time they call me, they're already ready to hire me because I've been promoted heavily by someone they trust and they love the content that I've got. And so I can close those much better, and Erica doesn't get any money until someone actually hires me. So I'm paying per new client. So watch the same number where the $30 per lead ended up costing $150 to get one new client. I'm paying $50 to get one new client, which is one third of the other method, or what amounts to a 1.7% marketing budget. Now, you might not be able to rely 100% on word of mouth and referral-based marketing, but I would say you can do a lot to most of your marketing through referrals. And I'll tell you what, there are books like Referral of a Lifetime. You can build systems around referrals, and you could be 100% word of mouth. And in essence, I was in my former New York business. But where I'm at now, I'm newer, and so it's harder to really develop that, but over time, you will get it. So I just want to share the numbers behind this. Know your numbers is, why would I pay $50 for a new client? Well, I used to pay the equivalent of $150 for a new client, and so I'm getting off cheaper, and instead of me giving Home Advisor the $30 times 10, $300, I'm giving one of my clients the money directly. And so they're becoming my SEO, my marketing department. My clients are becoming my sales force. And that is an awesome thing to do. Imagine if you have 20 clients and they're all selling for you and they're all incentivized by something. Whether you give them a free gift, a free cleaning, you give them $50 toward the cleaning, or you do something else creative that just incentivizes them. Or they're just a words of affirmation person and you just give them a really, really awesome card every time they do it, but you do something for them that's special every time that they do something for you. Those 20 clients, not only are they clients paying your bills, but they're also 20 people that are on your personal sales force and staff. They're out there promoting you for you for free. And when you pay them any money, I'm telling you, it's going to be a much more efficient use of marketing dollars than you're paying now. And by the way, if you are a student of Profit First, this is a great innovation because there are cleaning companies that just say, okay, I'm going to use 5% marketing, and they're just going to pour their money into Google AdWords and Facebook ads and Home Advisor and all these other things that are pay per lead, pay per click. And they know the numbers behind them. They've got it fully automated. And okay, 5% will yield the growth that I need. Well, that's fine. What if you had a different system of referrals only, and instead of pouring 5% in, you poured in 2%? And again, let's go to some numbers. Solo people, I just want you to hear this. I'm going to give you an example of a solo business and a large scaled business of what 3% marketing could turn into. If you're a solo cleaning business with $60,000 of annual revenue, and you can cut your marketing budget from 5% to 2%, that's a savings of $1,800 per year, which goes into your bank account as profit, additional profit, okay? That's pretty awesome, right? This is even better. I have a lady in my tribe, the Smart Cleaning Tribe, and her goal is $500,000 in revenue this year. And we talked about a method that she can cut her marketing by 3%. And cutting her marketing 3% is an increase in profit of $15,000. Now, this same lady wants to upgrade and remodel her kitchen. Guess how much her kitchen remodel is going to cost? You guessed it, $15,000. And so I told her, I said, you can keep doing what you're doing and just pumping that 5% in, or you can change the system and get to 2%. And by just doing that simple change, you'll still get the same new customers out of it. The difference is, by the end of the year, you're going to have a brand new kitchen and it won't cost you anything more than what you're currently doing right now. So that's the power of this. Let's wrap up this episode with a couple quick takeaways or updates from this week as well. I did the estimate with Monique, and she was a referral of Erica. She's the one that liked my Facebook page. I reached out. Thank you. She followed back up. Sorry, I wasn't around, and love to have you come over and do an estimate. So I instead of setting up an estimate, we scheduled a phone call, and I sent her some information as well. And she loved it. The phone call went excellent. I spent 20 minutes on the call, answered all of her questions, and here's what she shared with me. I've had cleaners in the past, and I've had issues with all three of them. One was too chatty and didn't get her work done and took too long. One was unreliable and never showed up, and the other one stole. It's kind of like the three bears, right? The three little bears. One's too hot, one's too cold, and one's just right. So she had all kinds of issues. And then the one that she had currently actually had declining performance and always on the phone and different things. So she just wanted to move on, and she saw the post from me and it's like, well, this looks like a good quality guy. Let me check in with him. So I did that phone call. It went really good. Also was just looking at my calendar, realizing, well, now I have four houses. I've got three of them in this area. I've got one over here. I got a few offices. So I grabbed a map, printed out a map on Google, and I put those blue dots where the houses and the offices were, and it spoke to me. I was able to place my calendar Tetris, and it really showed that, you know what I could do? I had like one house on one week, I had three houses on the other week. It just made a lot of sense to me that I can put all my houses on one week, alternating week schedule. So one week I'd have four houses and two offices, the other week I'd have no houses, two offices. And if I just filled up the first week with as much as I want to work and then open the second week up, that would be a way that I could preserve some of my time with my family and do more work from home. And it sounded great. And the money would be good too. I could fill up one week of houses with some offices every week. And it was like $4,000 a month in revenue. And then I just double it, do it again, and filling up the houses on the opposite week. And I'd be over $8,000, $100,000 a year. So the way this is looking and shaping up is awesome. Four houses, three offices now, and I mean, there's some other estimates that are going out there. I did send out the proposal for Asher's Chocolate, which I shared in a few previous episodes. So that's out there, and there's some houses. So things are starting to kind of bounce around a little bit, and I'm getting closer, hitting my first goal. That first goal was by the end of February to knock out $10,000 for annual revenue. And last but not least, I wrote my cleaning newsletter this week. It's called Dirt Plus Disorder Equals Overwhelm Plus Anxiety. So it's a math equation. Just like knowing your numbers, it's appropriate that I use a math equation for my monthly newsletter. It was really powerful. I grabbed an article from Psychology Today, and it proved that clutter and dirt equals stress, overwhelm, anxiety. So we as solo house cleaners, or if you're listening to this, you're not a solo house cleaner, just your cleaning service in general, you're removing stress and anxiety from people, especially the moms, the women. So just know that you're offering a tremendous service because it gives people peace of mind, and that has a value to people, a tremendous value to people. So this article, it was really interesting just to see how having a house cleaning service can get rid of so much of this stress in your life. You don't even realize it's there until the dirt and clutter are gone. So that was the takeaway from that article. And on that note, it was another great week. I'm really thankful. I'm really grateful for how this is shaping up. When I first started this podcast, I had three offices and no houses, and I had a stiff challenge ahead of me. Can I grow this business again and prove to you who are listening to me that I can do this? I did it once. Can do it again. And now I'm a couple months in. I've got four houses, three offices, got some more on the back burner that are out there in the ether, the different proposals out there. So we'll see. I could get number five next week, maybe number six. Who knows? I'm just going to keep doing the work, keep the pipeline full, and keep a smile on my face. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for listening to Solo Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.